The following is an exclusive presentation of the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network. IMG is America's home for college sports.
With the English off the glass.
The BYU Cougars are back on the floor. It's time to get you ready for every high-flying dunk.
It's an alley-oop throwdown to Kyle Collinsworth and one to answer.
And every amazing shot.
Fisher transition three.
Yes! Chase Fisher and the Cougars take a lead by two, 80-78. Oh, what a wild one here in Dayton.
BYU basketball is on the air on KSL News Radio and the Nu Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Live coverage of BYU basketball begins with Cougar Pregame Live. To lead things off, let's head live to your host, Cleon Wall.
It's time for conference to begin for BYU. Whoa. Not that type of conference. No, we're talking about West Coast Conference basketball. BYU is in Moraga, California, ready to take on St. Mary's. We're less than 4 hours away from ringing in the new year in the Mountain Time Zone. So before we forget, Happy New Year to everyone. And what a great way to ring in the new year by joining us for BYU Cougar basketball. I mean, what else would you be doing tonight? What, dancing the night away? Kissing the one that you love? Hanging out with friends and family? I know you'd rather be with me, who's all alone in the KSL IMG Network studios as my family celebrates the night away. No, it's okay. It's okay. I'll be fine. At least there's a basketball game tonight. That makes me feel a little bit better. I hope you all resolve to listen to us for 17 more days and nights as we bring you the rest of the regular season and basketball right here on KSL and IMG. We'll do our best to bring you the best of BYU basketball, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. I think the Cougars' biggest resolution is to play with consistency, aggression, and passion in the new year. Let's hope they do the same on New Year's Eve, too. Of course, every team's kind of hoping for the same thing. It's not the greatest day to start the conference season for BYU. Sure, the national media will notice if BYU wins this game, but it won't be until New Year's Day or later. As I saw one fan tweet out, they were praising the benefits of the DVR for this game. Most people who love sports will be focused on college football today and the national football semifinals today. Clemson and Oklahoma, that game's final, and Clemson is moving on to the national title game. Alabama and Michigan State is playing in the Cotton Bowl right now, and Alabama has a 10-0 lead at halftime over Michigan State. Other big basketball games were played earlier today. Only one game on ESPNU before today's game. A bunch of 30 for 30 broadcasts on ESPN earlier today. This really is a terrible time slot for a nationally televised game, but ESPN needed programming on ESPNU, and I'm sure St. Mary's was excited to be on national TV since the game will end at 10 p.m. Pacific time. This game is tipping at 11 p.m. on the East Coast. Do you really think anyone's going to break away from their New Year's Eve festivities to watch this B-ball game? Outside of BYU and St. Mary's fans, only basketball junkies will be interested in this game, but the junkies who are interested could be in and should be in for a dandy. BYU guard Chase Fisher is really looking forward to this first conference game.
When you have a rival like St. Mary's and your first conference game away, and St. Mary's is, 11-1? I think they've only lost one game, so it's big for our resume, but also just for the confidence of our team. I think playing a good team like that away from home is, you got to have some grit, and I think, we'll see what we have.
First thing I noticed from that soundbite, Fisher, and I'm sure other guys on the team, but Fisher treats this as a rivalry. Now, we're not talking about in-state bragging rights that you get with Utah State or, Weber State or the University of Utah, but we're talking about conference bragging rights. I don't know if BYU basketball fans consider this a rivalry, but I would. BYU is 11-7 against St. Mary's all time. That's pretty tight. Cougars are 2-4 all time at McEwen Pavilion. That's what I call a good rivalry. Fisher also mentioned that a win at St. Mary's would give the Cougars some confidence. Here's how I translate that statement. He knows BYU will not be favored coming into this game. He knows this game could give his team an edge and momentum going into the first half of the conference season. and they'll need any edge that they can get. BYU played three games in Honolulu. These two games for this weekend, at least tonight, and then Saturday's game at Pacific away from home. Couple of games at the Marriott Center, and then four straight games on the road at Gonzaga, at Portland, at Loyola, and then Pepperdine. Four straight games on the road. BYU needs to find something to go tonight to give them that confidence as they go throughout the rest of the first half of the conference season, because that's pretty rough. Playing six of your first eight games away from home, that's not going to be an easy task for this BYU team. BYU has struggled on the road this season. No wins in true road games, but they have been playing better in the past few games, including beating Northern Iowa. That would probably fit very nicely into the WCC, at least the top three or four teams. But the games that they won were on neutral court. Moraga has not been kind to the Cougars. Last year, BYU lost 82-77. This year's Gales team is beating expectations. The Gales were picked to finish fourth in the West Coast Conference. By the way, BYU was picked to finish second. St. Mary's, though, is 2-0 in conference with only one total loss on the season, and that was to Cal. And Cal is a pretty darn good basketball team. Their last five games, they beat Cal Poly by 30. They beat Southern Utah 92-36, San Francisco 74-52, Santa Clara 81-59, and then they only beat Utah Valley on Monday at home by a mere 15 points, 65-50. Head coach Dave Rose says the Gales truly are a team.
They've got five or six guys that are scoring between 14.9 and 14 points a game, and so you can't really just focus on one guy. And the two guards, Rayhan and Nar, kind of run the whole show, and they're really efficient, as good as anyone in the country. I don't know what their numbers are, but they've got to be really good.
Emmett Nar leads the team in scoring with 14 points a game and seven assists a game. Joe Rayhan is averaging 11 points a game and also seven assists a game. These guys like to dish the ball out. They're not going to be easy to guard. And Chase Fisher says they also have high basketball IQ.
And they shoot it really well. And they're tough. Jamie Marriage has always been tough. And they're really good at home as well. So I think it's a big, big challenge for this team. But I think we're ready.
Fisher is confident about his team right now. But that may be because he's been so good and so pivotal in the Cougars' last two games, which happened to be two wins. After no field goals against Harvard, he made 19 of 35 attempts against New Mexico and Northern Iowa, including 13 triples. Fisher admitted after the win over New Mexico that as he goes, so go the team. And he's probably very aware that St. Mary's knows that too.
They make you kind of take shots that you don't want to take. And before you know it, the first, 5-10 possessions, you've taken three or four shots that your team's not accustomed to taking. So I think that's what they really do, and that's why they're ranked so high in that. But I think if we play how we play and play aggressive, it'll negate some of that.
That's truly the key. How aggressive BYU wants to be in this game. Did you notice a difference in the New Mexico game? Did you notice that even though BYU was cold to start the game against Northern Iowa, they were pretty aggressive on both ends of the floor? BYU wants to pull out a victory tonight. They need to start out hot and not get discouraged when the Gales make a run, because it's basketball. Teams make runs. That's what makes college hoops in the NBA so much fun. No one is out of a game, and teams have to try really hard to maintain leads. BYU is resilient in the win over Northern Iowa. They built a double-digit lead. They watched it as it faded, and then they gained it back again. It also is really hard to come back from down double digits, as the Cougars and BYU basketball fans are well aware this season. BYU will need their full arsenal tonight on offense and defense to pull out a victory. That includes the young guys who haven't played in this gym. As far as we know right now, Jake Toulson is not available.
We're still waiting to hear if his situation will be next semester. So right now, it's still the same.
Toulson is out with an undisclosed medical condition, so that means guys like Jordan Chapman have to be ready to play. And Dave Rose says he's put Chapman in a tough spot with little playing time, but he's come through.
He's not going to get called on every night, but the nights he gets called on, we're going to really need him, and hopefully he'll be ready to help our team like he was the other night. We got into a tough spot in that first half, got a little foul trouble. He came in, guarded really well, then hit a big shot in transition, a big three, and hopefully he can take advantage of those opportunities that he gets to help us.
Chapman only played 4 minutes, but he didn't do anything stupid in that small portion of playing time. If Chapman is patient, it can be hard since he had to redshirt last season because of an injury. He will get playing time. As I mentioned earlier, BYU is only 2-4 in Moraga. Regardless, Fisher loves playing at McEwen Pavilion.
I love it. I really like that gym. I like a lot of the smaller WCC gyms we play in. They're really good shooters gyms, and especially St. Mary's. They have a great crowd, a great atmosphere. So I really like playing there personally.
A Cougar victory would be huge tonight. Yes, it's one game, and it's the start of the season, but Gonzaga announced today that big man Premek Karnowski is out for the rest of the season. This may be the year someone else wins the WCC, and BYU could be that team. I'm sure St. Mary's is thinking the same thing. It's break time here on Cougar Pregame Live. Our conversation with Mark Durant is coming up next on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put that throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
What are the most important things to you in your life? Your education? Career? Your family? What if you lost the ability to remember those things? What if you couldn't save school or work documents? What if you couldn't save photos of your family? IM Flash creates the technology that makes memory possible. You use the memory that IM Flash creates thousands of times every day. And it's made right here in Lehigh, Utah, connecting people through memory. IM Flash.
Counting you down to tip-off with Cougar Pregame Live.
Aldrich right to the rim, and a two-hand throwdown!
Now, let's rejoin your host, Cleon Wall.
I'm here in Salt Lake City, Utah, and Mark Durant, former Cougar basketball player, is in the beautiful Bay Area today. Mark, how you doing on this wonderful New Year's Eve?
Doing marvelously. It's great to be here. I miss being with my wife and kids on New Year's Eve, but the next best thing is Greg Rubel and Kyle Chilton in the Bay Area. So I'm pretty happy to be here. This should be a great one tonight, Cleon. Two really good teams and great way to finish out the year.
It's really too bad that this game is being played so late on New Year's Eve, because this could and should be a great game. I'm not sure many people are going to be paying attention with so many other things that are going on.
Yeah, well, it is a busy night, I guess, but I think the football game will end here, and people don't want to watch Ryan Seacrest. Will turn on some basketball. That's a good way to finish out the year, ring in the new year. So hopefully some people will watch, and I think at least in the western side of the country, people know these two programs are very good and both having good years. St. Mary's particularly has been having a nice year. So It's probably not the most ideal time, but I'll play basketball or watch basketball anytime, any day.
Was it me, or did this Cougar basketball team look totally different in the past two games? And can you put your finger on the difference?
Yeah, they certainly, to me, have looked at their best the last two games, which seemed odd after it seemed they looked their worst against Harvard, one of their worst games against Harvard. It turns out Harvard was much better than people realized. I think that was clear by what they did against Auburn and played Oklahoma to the very end. That's a quality team. I have a really good big man, good shooters. So it turned out that loss wasn't as disastrous as it seemed to be at the time. And it turns out that BYU is probably better than we gave them credit for, seeing what they did against New Mexico and you and I. But I do think they are playing their best basketball. Obviously, it helps, you know, when Chase is playing well. It's a great basketball team. The numbers prove that. But even I think without Chase, I think they're playing better. I think Kyle Davis is playing very, very well. He's a real threat down low. I think the move to go with Nate Austin to start, and that helps BYU because it puts Kyle in his more natural position down on the block. You got Corbin down there. It kind of clogs things up a bit in the paint for Kyle. I think also Jamal Ates is a natural fit playing with Kyle Davis. So, I mean, those were good things that were happening. Of course, the emergency of Zach Seljaas, the way he's shooting the three, has been really impressive. So I think a lot of things are combining, Cleon, to get better and better for BYU, and they're showing that. Now, we'll see if they can continue that here. This will be a real test for them. They haven't been great on true road games. So we'll see how they do tonight. This will be interesting, but I'm more optimistic playing this game tonight than I was 2 weeks ago. I really like the direction BYU's heading, and this will be a fun one to watch.
You mentioned Zach Seljaas. He's playing beyond Dave Rose's expectations right now. At least that's what Coach Rose said. For this team, is he kind of that prevention against Chase Fisher's cold spells, or is that too much to put on him right now?
I think it's somewhat. I mean, it is a lot of pressure, but it doesn't seem to affect Zach, as far as I can tell. He seems to thrive on hitting big shots. And I think that will be a big help, because in the past, if Chase was struggling, you really didn't have that other score. I mean, Nick has had some nice games, but again, he's a freshman, not to put too much pressure on him. So, you know, I think with Nick and Zach and Jordan Chapman came in, hit a big three, played well in Hawaii. I think it is important to have backup guys in case other guys are, because guys are going to have off nights. Chase Fisher's not immune to that. He's a shooter. Even the best shooters have off nights. And so you've got to have your backups. And I tell you, Zach has been terrific and has shown more than capable of coming in and making big plays, making big shots. One of the best three-point shooters in the country. And so I've just been so impressed with Zach. It's remarkable. Like I said, in Hawaii, I mean, you look at his numbers, 62% or something like that from three. You think that is remarkable for anyone, remarkable for a senior. And then you think he's just a freshman and really getting the significant minutes just in the last couple of weeks and doing what he's doing. That's remarkable. I mean, it really is. People overuse the word, but that's remarkable. And if he can keep up anywhere near that, I assume those numbers will come down. But he's one of those guys, every time he shoots it, I expect it to go in. That's very rare. I'm surprised when he misses, and those misses are few and far between.
Fisher, Chase Fisher, that is, says that St. Mary's makes teams take shots that they just don't want to take. What do they take away first from this BYU team? Are they going to try and key on Chase Fisher first, or are they going to try and key on the guys who are down low?
I think most teams, I mean, we're not geniuses. We figured out that if Chase doesn't play well, BYU struggles. I mean, teams know that. So they'll do things to stop that. And I think, they'll do things. They're a good perimeter defense, very sound. They don't make a lot of mistakes offensively or defensively. They're the best shooting team in the country, and their defense is right there with them. So it's a pretty tough combination to play these guys. But they will, they know that BYU is a three-point shooting team. They'll get out and guard the shooters and probably take a risk with the giving up some spots down low. So I think that might be a mistake. I mean, Kyle Davis has played very well. You see teams now starting to double-team Kyle Davis down low. But he did a good job passing out of that when you and I did that. And so I think the real advantage for BYU will be in the post. I think St. Mary's will do a good job taking away the open looks from the three. But BYU certainly capable from scoring on the post. And you know, as good as St. Mary's has been, they don't have really a dominant big man. I mean, they lost Waldo from last year. And BYU has really struggled, and when they have lost, they've been going against very good inside guys, whether it's Pirtle or someone from Harvard or Colorado. I mean, those guys had some really tough inside players, and you saw when BYU played in New Mexico and a UNI, very talented teams, they didn't have to worry so much about stopping the guy in the paint, and they were able to extend the defense and play much better. So I hope, as a BYU fan, that because St. Mary's doesn't really have that dominating inside player, that they can get out on some of these shooters and get those numbers down a little bit, because St. Mary's has just been fantastic from the three-point line this year.
You know, Dave Rose likes to shut down the best scorer on the opponent's team, but they really spread the scoring out so well on this team. Nahr, 14 points a game. Rahan, 11 points a game. Pinot, 11 points a game. Easier or harder to focus on a team like this when they don't really have one dominant scorer on this team? And really, it sounds like anyone can get hot at any time.
I think that's one of the reasons they've been successful, is they do have the balance, and they're not susceptible to a team kind of shutting down one guy. But with that said, I mean, most really good teams have a star player, and that seems to me, I think, is the formula. You want to have good second-tier players, but you also want to have a guy or two that are your stars. Now, Nahr may be that guy. Obviously, a great three-point shooter. Again, one of the best in the country from three. Shoots over 60%. So obviously you got to know where he is, and even though he might not score 25 a game, he's, you know, around 15 to 20 a game, and is such a threat. You know how tough it can be to play a good three-point shooting team. You never have a comfortable lead, and especially when they're at home, which they play most of their games here in this building. You know, they get the crowd behind them. They're very comfortable here, so that's dangerous. Anytime you play a team that shoots three-pointers like that, that's very dangerous. Then, like you said, I mean, the fact that they've got three, four, five guys that can all shoot, it's hard to develop a game plan other than you just kind of say, hey, let's stick to our principles. Let's make sure we know where shooters are and get out on them. Just put a hand in the face. I mean, they're going to make threes, no question, but let's just make it so they're not out there testing the wind and licking their finger and making sure everything, you know, let's make the shot hard for them when they do shoot it. And so sometimes when you're going against a really good player and you focus your defense on them, it kind of gets you out of what you normally do. And this might actually help BYU. Just play your principles. Let's get out on shooters and see if they can beat us with the hand in the face.
Let's also hope that they aren't like Larry Bird in that 1 3-point shooting competition where he shot it and then held up his one finger because he knew he was gonna make it. Hey, Mark, thanks a lot. It should be a great game tonight. We can't wait to hear your call and also Greg's call tonight.
All right. Thanks, Leon. Happy New Year, my friend.
All right, and Happy New Year to you, too. That's Mark Durant joining me from McEwen Pavilion as BYU gets ready to take on St. Mary's in just a little over a half an hour. All right, we need to take a break here on Cougar Pregame Live. Coming up next, carriers, hot and cold, plus scores. And the one thing I'm looking forward to watch coming up next here on the Cougar Pregame Show on the New Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
The best thing at Checkarama is the broccoli salad.
No, it's the pasta salad.
My broccoli salad has noodles and broccoli and bacon bits.
But the pasta salad has cherry tomatoes, onions, olives.
The broccoli salad has these cool little noodles.
So the penne noodles they're a surprise because stuff gets in them like the dressing. It's the pasta salad.
Broccoli salad.
The choice is yours at Checkarama. Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down with a bow.
This is the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Cougar fans, whether you like to rise and shout or just chill out, BYU basketball season is blanket season. There's no better way to stay cozy and warm than wrapped in a luxurious, comfortable blanket from Minky Couture. Minky Couture's blankets can be customized for every Cougar fan, big or small. Minky Couture is locally owned and operated with locations in Ogden, Layton, Draper, Orem, and St. George. Check out Minky Couture's wide array of blankets in any of our five locations or online at www.minkycouture.com.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Our exclusive pregame coverage of BYU basketball continues.
Wilson to chase another three. Got it again! The Fisher King reigns on the hilltop!
As we rejoin the host of Cougar Pregame Live, Cleon Wall.
It's now time for Hot and Cold, sponsored by Carrier. Turn to the experts, your local Carrier heating and cooling dealer at utah.carrier.com. The hot tonight? Well, we're going to go with Zach Selius. This guy has been on fire in the past five games. If I have my math right, 24 for 36 from the field in the past five games. Cold St. Mary's, the Gales were 2 for 11 from the three-point line in their last game against UVU. Of course, they still won that game 65-50. One thing I'm going to be watching for in this game, if Chase Fisher can keep up his solid play, he's played so well in the past two games. I know 41 points in that game against New Mexico, but he played very well also against the University of Northern Illinois. All right, some basketball games have been played earlier today. In fact, this is pretty much almost the only basketball game left in the day. Only one other game going on right now, and that's Pacific hosting San Diego, and the Tigers are trailing right now to San Diego 46-44. Gonzaga pulls out a two-point victory at Santa Clara 79-77. No defense in San Francisco as the Dons beat Portland 107-95. Top 25 action from earlier today. 16th ranked Villanova hammers Xavier 95-64, and 12th ranked Providence beats Butler, 9th ranked team in the nation, 81-73 in Indiana. College football playoffs. Well, one team's already in. That's Clemson. They beat Oklahoma earlier today 37-17. And right now, Alabama is leading MSU 17-0. It's about halfway through the third quarter right now. That's going to do it for Cougar Pregame Live. When we come back, it's the Cougar Locker Room Show with Greg Rebell and Coach Dave Rose. That's all coming up next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced comfort series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033. That's Parley's PPM Plumbing and Heating at 801-226-3033.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Mike leans in, banks it, scores, and one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store, and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Hey, college hoops fans. If there's anyone that knows how to assist their team to a victory, it's you. You guys may know how to fuel your starting five, but even the best assisters need assistance. That's why State Farm is here to help. So, paint your face, stomp your feet, and get ready to give your team the biggest assist of all. Some good old school pride. For help from an all-star team, visit statefarm.com. We exist to assist.
It's time to get the inside scoop on today's game.
We've got a lot of individual guys who have actually found themselves and are really contributing to our team.
This is the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show, presented by Zions Bank. Our exclusive one-on-one with Coach Dave Rose is also brought to you by Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Now let's head back live to the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats with Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening, Cougar basketball fans. Happy New Year. Welcome courtside inside McEwen Pavilion in beautiful Moraga, California. Tonight, the BYU Cougars open their fifth season of play as West Coast Conference members by visiting the hottest team in the WCC, the 11-1 St. Mary's Gales, a program that, along with Gonzaga, has been a bit of a thorn in the side of the Cougars. St. Mary's 5-3 against BYU since the Cougs joined the WCC, including a 3-1 mark here in Moraga. I'm your play-by-play commentator, Greg Wrubell, with me, former BYU hoopster and my longtime commentary partner, Mark Durant. And Mark, as BYU ends the calendar year tonight, the Cougs have to hope it's the beginning of a run toward a first ever WCC championship. And as good as the Gales have looked, a win on St. Mary's home floor would be an early kind of a shot across the bow of every program in this league.
Yeah, that would be like standing next to a really cute girl at midnight getting a kiss. You know you're going to have a good year to starting off the year that way.
That's not happening for you tonight, by the way.
We'll see how it goes, Greg. But listen, it's hard for me to tell. I mean, first of all, you'd think, well, we don't want to start against a really good team on the road. But, man, it's a great opportunity. If you lose, it's not the end of the world. But if you get that win, this is a place where not many teams are going to win. So you're automatically way ahead of the game. That's a great way to start. I love how BYU is playing right now, those last couple of games in Hawaii. I have no idea how good St. Mary's is. Obviously, the numbers they put up have been fantastic. They lost all their starters last year. I just don't know what to expect. So this will be a lot of fun tonight. But, a great opportunity, Greg, for BYU to really ring in the new year the right way.
All right, coming up after the break, my pregame conversation with BYU head coach Dave Rose as the Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show continues live from St. Mary's on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And the arrival of fall means football weather, which also means that our families will likely begin spending more time indoors. So it isn't just BYU football season, it's home cleaning season. And a clean home begins with clean carpets. I know some guys who can help. My friends at Zero Res have a patented carpet cleaning system that simply works without soaps and with zero residue left behind. You've heard that seeing is believing. Well, I've seen the results in my own home. And from personal experience, I can say that my carpet got clean, that the patented empowered water technology really works, and that Zero Res's highly trained technicians are people you can trust in your home. See the Zero Res difference for yourself, and you'll become a fan like me. And Cougar Nation, be sure to text the keyword Greg to 53535 to get the Greg Wrubell discount. That's the keyword Greg to 53535 or call 801-288-0. Zero Res is a proud sponsor of BYU football and basketball and a proud provider of clean floors everywhere. Spelled the same, forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero Res.
Sports.
Stick around.
Touch pass sky. Three. Got it! BYU by nine!
More BYU basketball is on the way after these messages from your local station.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at LesOlson.com today.
Les Olson Company.
Hey, Coach, have you seen the new Deseret First branch just south of campus?
Yes, this branch is designed to meet the needs of BYU students.
Well, what do they have in their playbook?
Student checking, debit and credit cards, or even a car loan. You can apply and sign online.
Check, check, and check.
Their mobile app is fast and easy.
Check.
Easy branch and ATM access.
Check. In fact, their online banking allows parents to deposit money into students' accounts from anywhere.
Deseret First Credit Union, with a new Provo branch just south of campus.
You're tuned to the Cougar Pregame Coaches Show.
To Chase, big three. Got it again! And the Cougars by a dozen.
For more with head coach Dave Rose, let's rejoin your host, Greg Rubel.
All right, coming to you live from McEwen Pavilion on the idyllic campus of St. Mary's College here in Moraga, California, just about a half hour inland from Oakland. Tonight it's a 9-4 BYU visiting the 11-1 Gales. St. Mary's has played 10 of its 12 games here at home and has won them all. One of the few teams with a longer current home win streak than St. Mary's is BYU. They've won 11 straight at home, but tonight the Cougs are in enemy territory and BYU has yet to win a game as a true road team this season. BYU head coach Dave Rose knows that the path to a conference title and postseason play is paved away from home, and there's no tougher way to get road worthy than with a win in Moraga.
But it is, Greg. It's a great opportunity for us, because this is a place where it's going to be tough for league teams to come in here and get a win. And if you can come in early and get one, then it kind of puts you one step ahead. And I think that Randy's done a great job of putting this team together. He's had 10 home games and won every one of them, and won every one of them pretty good. You know, I don't think anybody's come in here and got within double digits of them. So I think that there's a real opportunity for us. What I worry about most for us is just it seems like our practices have been we're tired, you know, and the trip was, you know, and we've had some days to work through it, and hopefully our bodies feel well. I was just looking the other day that, you know, 8 of us played over there in the Diamond Head, and that's a taxing tournament, you know, and 7 of the 8 teams are playing home games this weekend, and one of us is on the road, and yeah. So I hope our legs are fresh. I hope we've got some real urgency to us. Because you need that here. They're a great executing team, and they're going to make you play defense, move the ball from side to side, try to attack you in your weak spots, and then you have to get better as the shot clock goes on defensively. And then they're a good offensive rebounding team too. So, you know, we had the same kind of game against Northern Iowa, but they weren't a real offensive rebounding team. In fact, they're one of the worst in the country, because they don't send their guys, they get back. St. Mary's will send their guys, two really strong, and then three will get back. So that'll be our challenge.
Since they lose the entire starting group from last year, what about St. Mary's is really different, and what about them is a Randy Bennett team all the time?
Well, what is a Randy Bennett team is that they're very, very good in the pick and roll, and they're good. They've got two good point guards. Ray Hunt, the transfer from Boston College, is a guy. He started 64 games in the ACC, so he has a lot of experience at this level, and he practiced a year with St. Mary's last year, so he knows their system really well, and they execute the pick and roll for the roll at the basket and for shooters to find their three-point shooters, and this year he's got really good spot-up three-point shooters. So, and then defensively, they're really well drilled. They're sound. They challenge. you at the rim without fouling you, which is one of the real characteristics of a Randy team, Randy Bennett team.
Their starting group, four of the five guys are going to put it up from deep.
Yeah, and then they bring, you know, two guys off the bench that can really shoot it too. So I think, you know, try to get them out of their rhythm offensively, because they're really good at executing. And so we're going to have to not let them get comfortable. So we're going to have to change things up, give them different looks, and hopefully just give them one shot at the basket. That'll be the first 8 minutes of the game that, you know, we get the miss if we can secure it and get down and get some, you know, some quick look in transition and see how we can do.
What are a couple of ways where you think you guys have kind of rounded into where you'd like them to be heading into league play?
Well, I think we've kind of, you know, with the addition of Jamal, we kind of feel comfortable with, you know, 8 or 9 man rotation, which, you know, we've been through a lot to try to get here right now. But I think we found that. I also believe that, you know, our big guys have become a real factor in our game. And after playing for a year where our guards were so dominant offensively, that, you know, Kyle and Jamal and Corb and Nate, I think, feel really comfortable in our system, and I think our guards feel comfortable playing through them. So that's a good thing. We've come, you know, pretty reliant on a three-point shot, which sometimes can make you really nervous as a coach, because sometimes the you're not really good that night from the line. But I also believe that Nick and Kyle and Zach can put the ball on the floor and get to the rim, and then we become a better free throw shooting team. So those things I think we've really improved on.
Do you think Randy gets nervous about reliance on the three-point shot?
Well, you know, the other night he went two for 17 and got basically the same shots he's been getting all year. So I'm sure they'll have a lot of juice tonight as far as, you know, their desire to win and the, you know, their urgency that they play at. But, you know, we get them to, you know, to miss the first couple, maybe take one or two of them out of the equation, and then instead of letting them rely on 5 or 6.
Well, your last three games here, they've all been tight late, and this is a late night game. New Year's Eve should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I think it's the first time in my career we played on Christmas Day and New Year's Eve. Now, we did play on New Year's Day one time.
Santa Clara.
Yeah, so, but right around tip, there'll be an hour after the ball dropped in New York. So it'll be a late night start here, but looking forward to it.
Hope it's a happy New Year's Eve. Coach, thanks. We'll talk to you postgame.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
All right, that is Dave Rose. Time for the Les Olson Company Game Management Segment. Partner with the pros at Les Olson Company to manage all of your document needs. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. Mark Durant, how does BYU manage things here in Moraga?
St. Mary's best three-point shooting team in the country, around 45%. That number has to come down or you're not going to have a chance, especially here in this building. So get out on shooters. Good man-to-man defense. Don't overhelp. Recover quickly to your man. Make sure you're covering that perimeter. And then you see how it goes. But that's number one. Stop the three-point shooting of St. Mary's.
All right, that'll do it for this evening. Zions Bank Cougar pregame coaches show. The Cougar tip-off show next. Live from Moraga, California, on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
When you shop at Smith's, getting more for your money is simpler than you might think. It starts with the low prices you'll find throughout the store and weekly specials, too. Plus, you'll get great value and quality from our exclusive family of brands and digital coupons you can download right to your rewards card. And remember, at Smith's, you'll also earn fuel points to help you save at the pump. So there's no spin, just savings. Pure and simple. Low prices. Market fresh at Smith's.
Make your business amazing with the amazing Rewards for Business Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Anything you buy for your business can be your reward. That means you're empowered to invest your rewards your way. Apply today and earn triple rewards points on your first $10,000 in net purchases within the first 90 days. Credit card subject to credit approval. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. Offer available for new credit cards only. Offer subject to change may not be available with all card types. Zions Bank, member FDIC. Is your card amazing?
We'll have more Cougar basketball after these local messages.
Oh! Put back, throw down by Corbin Gabusi!
On the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
A couple of game day tips for you sports fans.
First things first, head to Zaxby's.
Right, then get all your favorites.
You know, Zaxby's chicken, crinkle fries, drinks, Texas toast.
During the game, eat a crinkle fry before the other team shoots a free throw.
They miss.
Exactly. And when you dunk chicken fingers in the sauce.
Game time dunk.
It's science. Oh, and when it's crunch time. Go with Nibblers.
You can thank us later.
We're proud to be the official chicken of sports fans. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGproducts.net has you covered. IMGproducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
It's almost time to hit the hardwood.
Poles fires and scores from three. It's a 10-point lead.
To the free throw line, a contested 18-footer goal!
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show, brought to you by BYU Creamery, the classic BYU tradition. Have a scoop today. Siegfried & Jensen. Siegfried & Jensen has been protecting Utah families for over 25 years. And by your Utah Honda dealers. The more you compare, the more you know. You want a Honda. Visit UtahHondaDealers.com. Now, live from the Gunther's Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Solar courtside seats, here are Mark Durant and the voice of the Cougars, Greg Wrubell.
Good evening once again from McEwen Pavilion, Moraga, California. BYU and St. Mary's Cougs WCC opener. The Gales have already played two league games. They're 2-0 in the WCC. Greg Wrubell, Mark Durant with you courtside. Our statistician, BYU Basketball Media Relations Director Kyle Chilton. Cleon Wall is in our IMG Network studio. And Morgan K. Greenwood is our studio producer at the IMG headquarters in North Carolina. Mark, there's been an Achilles heel for BYU this season. It's leaving the Marriott Center. Cougs have a losing record away from home. And now they find themselves in a stretch that will see BYU play 9 of 11 games outside of the Marriott Center. 6 of their first 8 WCC games are road games. We're going to find out pretty quickly just how much last week's 2-win performance in Hawaii was an indication that maybe they've turned a corner a bit.
Yeah, maybe baby steps, Greg. You went on neutral floor. Man, they looked awesome in those last two games in Hawaii. That gave me a lot of optimism, but it is different playing on the road. You got to find a way to get it done. BYU hasn't done that yet, but I'm very optimistic after seeing them play in Hawaii that they can come out tonight and play very well.
Coming up more on the Cougars and Gales, this is BYU Basketball on the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna? Of course. Mint brownies? Booyah. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Hi, Greg Wrubell here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
There's more BYU basketball straight ahead.
See the guy trailing, we'll go right to the rim. Oh, and he throws it down.
This is the new Skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Through Les Olson Company's managed IT and cloud services, we're able to protect your business with 24/7 remote monitoring, network security, desktop and server support, offsite backup, network administration, antivirus protection, and more. Through our proactive approach, we will protect your business by helping detect and prevent disasters before they happen. You focus on what you do best, and we'll take care of the rest. Learn more at lesolson.com today.
Les Olson.
Andrew
Introducing CardGuard, a revolutionary mobile app that puts you in control of how your America First credit, debit, and ATM cards are used. You can set spending limits based on location or amount, allow your cards to work only when they're near your phone, or just completely turn them off whenever you don't need them. With CardGuard, you've got the power to protect yourself and your money right from your smartphone. CardGuard, security you control. Only from America First Credit Union. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
So the Ram goes up and makes it, scores! Oh, off balance, checks it up with the right hand!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, so BYU and St. Mary's coming up here in Moragas and suffering their only loss of the season at Cal. They won five in a row. They're the best shooting team in the country, third nationally in three-point shooting, looking far better than the team picked to finish fourth in the WCC. Randy Bennett's team really rolling despite losing five senior starters last year, including big man Brad Waldo, who's here in the building tonight. A short time ago, I spoke with St. Mary's associate head coach Marty Clark and asked him if anything about his team's 11-1 start has been unanticipated.
I think the speed at which we gelled as a team, we had a lot of new guys, and even we had a couple of red shirts that were here last year that just hadn't played Division I college basketball before. So you lose five starters and you bring in five freshmen, you anticipate there's going to be a bit of a hiccup or some hiccup somewhere along the line. I mean, I think in the end the mentality of the guys wanting to play for each other has really helped, and not that we didn't have that last year, but I think this year that's really, really helped our offense more than anything else. And that was always going to be the problem, who's going to replace Brad Waldo and where we're going to get our points from. But it's been an even spread with different players stepping up each night, which is obviously what coaches want. I'd love to say it was great coaching, but I don't think it was. I think it was more just the fact that the players are that type of people.
All right, that's a few words from St. Mary's associate head coach Marty Clark. Cougar Tip-Off Show continues from St. Mary's next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have cereal, but no milk.
Last time I cooked for my family, they just looked at their plates and laughed. Why?
Grandpa just said that if the food at his birthday party doesn't, quote, make him jump up on the table to salsa dance for happiness, he'll unfriend me. Please no.
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Soup, we've got it. Chicken dinner, you bet. Enchiladas, por supuesto. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
Hi, Greg Grubel here. And like I get excited for every new BYU basketball season, your Utah Honda dealers are excited to introduce to you a new line of 2016 Hondas. You'll love the all-new economical 2016 Honda Civic, complete with standard features others call options. The all-new 2016 Honda Accord, priced less than Toyota Camry, and it's also on Car and Driver's 10 Best List Award 30 times. And don't forget the Honda CR-V, Motor Trend's 2015 SUV of the year. See them all and drive one today at your Utah Honda dealer.
Cougar basketball returns after this.
Leans in, banks in, score! And one!
You're tuned to the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity system, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678. That's Any Hour Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-226-5678.
Welcome back to the Cougar Tip-Off Show.
Spin to the bank and scores it. What a move by Kyle Collinsworth.
Let's rejoin Greg Grubel at courtside.
BYU and St. Mary's coming up top of the hour. Late night hoops for much of the country, and this one should keep the fans' attention when the Cougars and Gales get together here in Moraga. It's usually a fun one. The last three meetings here have been decided by an average of 5 points. A three-point game, a five-point game, a seven-point game, and BYU won one of those three, the three-pointer. Time for a final break. Our closing segment of the Cougar Tip-Off Show next on the new skin Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Has this ever happened to you?
I have chips for my dip, but no dip for my chips.
If I make beefaroni one more time, my kids will stop talking to me. Help me.
My boss just threatened to fire me if the food at our company party isn't, quote, so good that it makes you want to slap your neighbor. What do I do?
BYU Food to Go is here to help. Located at 2191 North Canyon Road, BYU Food to Go caters to your needs. Salad? Yes. Lasagna? Of course. Mint brownies? Booyah. BYU Food to Go, because we care.
You know where to tune in for the game, but do you know how to bring the game home to you? When it comes to commemorating the experience, IMGProducts.net has you covered. IMGProducts.net is the place to go for official programs and yearbooks from NCAA championships, conference tournaments, and many of the nation's top universities. Relive games and championships for years to come with quality programs containing stats, behind-the-scenes stories, history, and much, much more. IMGProducts.net. We've got you covered.
BYU Basketball presented by Progressive will return after this. Comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. From our value-priced Comfort Series to our top-performing Infinity System, Carrier backs all our products with strong warranties and a commitment to provide innovation and quality. A commitment that has made Carrier the industry leader since 1902. At Carrier, we make the best more affordable than ever. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort? Turn to the experts.
Turn to your local Carrier experts to find out how much you can save. Call Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622. That's Bergman Heating and Air Conditioning at 801-225-4622.
Cougar Tip-Off Show rolls on.
Dives into the teeth, banks, and scores, and one!
Let's head back live to courtside.
All right, the BYU St. Mary's coming up. Matter of moments. Time now for the Mountain Star Healthcare Injury Report, brought to you by Timpanogos Regional Hospital in Orem and Mountain View Hospital in Payson. Proud to take care of athletes of all ages, not bigger, just better. Glad to say that the injury report is clean. No one is banged up. No one expected to miss any time tonight for BYU. Tip-off is next. This has been the Cougar Tip-Off Show on the new skin, Cougar IMG Sports Network.
Bodyguards, home of the screen protector Pure, now brings Cougar fans a new level of device protection. Partnering with Unequal Technologies to engineer a line of phone cases, Bodyguards utilizes the same material professional athletes use in helmets and protective gear, and delivers that professional-grade protection in a sleek, attractive case perfect for your device. Cougar fans can receive 25% off their purchase by visiting bodyguards.com. That's bodyguards with a Z.com. And entering the promo code GOCOUGS. Bodyguards.
It starts with a... And soon it's... You go from sitting and... To sitting in your... On your way to... Then one day... And before you know it... It starts all over again. Sagicor Life Insurance Company. However your life changes, we'll be there. Call us toll-free at 888-SAGICOR or visit us online at sagicorlifeusa.com.
Stick around.
Touch pass, sky, three.